Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. Hey, I hope you're doing well and that you're excited. Boy, I am excited. This Sunday is Easter and we are going to celebrate. It's going to be a great, great, great time. You know, this week we come to this celebration of Easter, the resurrection of Jesus. And it's a, you know, it's a culmination of our Lenten journey, of course, but it's also this gift. So as we've worked our way through the season of Lent, we have been remembering the Gospel of John, the stories of Jesus in the Gospel of John, particularly those stories about the miracles that have occurred. And as part of our service on Sunday, we're going to be talking about this is not yet another miracle, but this is the big one, the miracle of life. As we hear again the story of that first Easter morning, it's found in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. And, you know, it is a reminder of how we can open ourselves to this really abundant life that God longs to stick a hand to us, to give to us out of love. So now you may have heard this story before, or maybe this is the first time. So either way, listen, because it's really cool and important and relevant right now. So here, let me read this for you. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene, one of Jesus' followers, came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple. It doesn't say who the other disciple is. A lot of people think it's John. You know, there's all kinds of debate, but, you know, we know him as the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. So she runs to Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out, and they went towards the tomb. And the two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down and took a look in and saw the linen wrappings laying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings laying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not laying with the linen wrappings, but rolled in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, whom reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet, they did not understand the scriptures that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside of the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been laying, one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't touch me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he said these things to her. Yeah. So there's a lot there. And we're going to talk about that certainly on Sunday. I encourage you to be reflecting on that. Maybe you kind of read through that again and listen for the details. Listen for those things that really kind of like stand out to you, that resonate in your soul. So all through Lent, we've been talking about miracles in John, signs that point to the abundant life that God offers, right? So this Sunday, we will talk about one of the quiet miracles of Easter, and that's the gift of deep, honest joy, the gift of the presence of God being with us, even in the moments of confusion and hardness and grief and sorrow, not just surface happiness kind of joy, like, yay, but the kind of joy that can hold grief and gratitude together, that lets us tell the truth about how hard life can be and still trust that God is good. The heart of it is this, that the one whose love is strong enough to rise from the grave is also at work handing life back to us in ways that we might start to notice as we live. Even now, what we celebrate on Sunday matters to us now. And I hope that you'll join us and find that and, you know, maybe invite someone to. Now, there are two beautiful ways to join us in worship on Sunday, on Easter Sunday. We'll gather for a special sunrise service at 6:30 in, hopefully if it's not raining, we'll gather in our outdoor worship space here at Sterling. If it is, we'll move inside. Rain or shine, we will gather for worship at 6:30 a.m. as the light returns to the sky, and we proclaim together that Christ is risen indeed. And then there will be breakfast. Our United Methodist men are kind of like, pulling out the stops, and it'll be great breakfast. And then at 10, we will celebrate with a joyful in-person and online service, and we invite you to bring fresh flowers to that. If you're here with us in person, we'll use those to adorn a resurrection cross that will be at the front of the church, and it's a great place to take pictures later in the day as people kind of populate that with flowers, and there'll be plenty of great places to take pictures and remember and celebrate. That cross in front, though, in some ways is a visible reminder for our community, and as well, is that Jesus, even the cross is blossoming into life, and we have that to celebrate. So, listen, that's all I have for you this week, and I hope that you are going to be able to make plans to join us. Easter is a wonderful day to invite friends and family, neighbors, all kinds of folks. And so those folks who need a word of hope and maybe a word of joy, find them out, invite them to church, and I'll see you on Sunday. God bless you now. Take care.